We are human. We don't have a limit. We grow every day. We are processing. If you put the limit to yourself, it means you are just like this. But when you say to yourself, I'm going to progress, I'm not looking to the results, I'm going to do it, you don't have any limit to yourself.
It's the journey, not the destination.
Welcome to Reimagining You, the podcast where we explore the power of personal branding, transformation, and leadership in today's hybrid economy. Today's guest brings a rare mix of warmth, wisdom, and deeply human perspective to everything he does. Saeed Lebluchi is a respected leader in the banking world, a marathon runner by passion, and a founder of Speak to Impact.
The first thing when I started, I was prepared for this. I said, I'm going to receive rejection. I'm going to receive criticism. I'm going to, maybe people don't like me. I'm not afraid to fail. If I fail my business, I learn something. It's about all learning.
Very good.
It's not about the results, learning.
Negotiation here is done differently, completely different. It's not the same way we do it in other places.
Negotiation is how you make a relationship with the other person.
If you know how to use it, leverage it, give before you take, and it's really your asset.
I believe in the progress. The last one, I will do better. The next one, I will learn better. Because when I do, when I give better, when I be myself, the results will come.
Welcome to Reimagining You, the podcast where we explore the power of personal branding, transformation, and leadership in today's hybrid economy. Today's guest brings a rare mix of warmth, wisdom, and deeply human perspective to everything he does. Saeed Lebluchi is a respected leader in the banking world, a marathon runner by passion, we'll talk more about that, and a founder of Speak to Impact, a platform born from a mission to help others find their voice, speak with confidence, and grow with purpose. But behind the titles is a man who remembers what it meant to knock on a neighbor's door at 4 p.m., to build connection before content, and to lead with gratitude, not ego. He didn't grow up in a digital spotlight. He grew up in a community, and that makes all the difference. Today, Saeed helps people rediscover the power of presence, one conversation at a time, and I see a lot of his feet today, and I love them. And in this episode, we dive into how we went from restructuring corporate assets to rebuilding personal confidence for himself and others. Saeed, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Reed, for the nice introduction. I really liked every word you have mentioned here. And I'm looking forward to this discussion.
You know, I have to do a lot of research before we get to meet because we didn't have time to engage too much. And I found a very nice story that you hated running. And one day you were just walking and you met some people. And you said, okay, well, let me run a little bit. And you run a little bit and you got tired. And you met those folks and you told them, can I join you? Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sooner or later, you ran 6 kilometers, I think, with them. Until that day, you were running with them till you actually ran marathon.
Yes.
And I think, 2024, you ran three marathons? Tell me more about this.
Yeah, so, doctor, to be honest, I'm still, like, I hate running till now.
Me too.
Really? But I have to do it, you know, it's not about like you hate it or something, but the feeling I got after I finish, you know? When I finish, I feel so more energized, satisfying.
Yes.
Like I got so much motivation. If you bring me a wall, I may break it. Really, because nice feeling. That's why I'm running. Every time I wake early morning, I say to myself, oh, why I have to do this? It's something I don't like, but I remember something. When I finish, I will feel great.
Yes.
When I finish, I will win my day. When I finish, I can be more productive and I feel happy about myself and how I communicate with the people, with the energy. So that's why. So marathon, it was, yes, as you said, running, it was really, it's not my passion. Like, why the people run? Why I have to make myself suffer or something? It's better to go to the gym. It's easy. I love to do sports, but not running. But one day, like, I woke up early morning, as you said, oh, my God, I don't want to go to the gym. I'm bored inside the room. Let me go outside. The weather is so nice. Yes. January here in UAE. So I went there, as you said, group of people. Hi, how are you? Where are you from? Brazil, South America, South Africa. Oh, can I join you? Going by the discussion, they made me like how to run, you know. And as I said, the feeling was so nice. And I'm going soon now to next marathon. I did 3 marathons last year. Next marathon will be in Sydney, end of August.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Good courage.
Yeah.
I love the story. I mean, that's the power of really groups together.
Yeah.
I have my own group of exercising. So we do cycling. We do a bit of triathlon. And I did the same. I tried to push myself. I'm much younger. Much older than you.
No, you're still young, doctor. Come on.
So I made a point to run my first half marathon at 60th birthday.
Wow.
And it wasn't, you know, it was a very hard practice, painful. Mm. But, you know, when you persevere and you pick up that resilience and perseverance and commitment,
yes,
you will make it. So it's kudos to you. And we'll be watching you on Sydney Marathon, yeah?
It's something you regret, like after 10 years, 20 years, you said, I wish I could do it. I wish I could run.
Yes.
I wish I could do it. But now it's been being a discipline, creating the habits. It's
discipline and habit. And for the viewers and audience that will listen to us, you know, I think creating that habit and sticking with the habit.
Yeah.
And if they want any help on how to keep a habit, read James Clear.
Yeah.
The secret of habits.
Yeah.
James Clear is the father of all habit forming, right?
Uh-huh.
And he talks about it and he helps people how to stick to a habit, which is great. So moving from the running to really our mission, which is on the personal branding. So the first thing that people look at personal branding, and you have worked on your personal brand very nicely. Because that's how I get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you from the banking industry, but I know you from your feed that comes in and you walk in, you know, in the old souk and in various places and you meet people.
Yeah.
But I think you have a mission underlying that. What is the mission?
Yeah, to be honest, I would love, like, for me, when I am here, I always feel to make an impact to the people. Impact, like doing great things, not only for the people, for the country, for my family, for everyone. So that's why when I did this one, the mission is to represent my country, to represent my family, to represent myself through storytelling, through engaging with the other cultures, through engaging with the other people, respecting other people. So that's the messages I want to see. Because, you know, doctor, when I travel a lot outside, they think about UAE, Dubai, it was just a desert, nothing, piece of land. But no, I tell them there is many things here. There is a culture, there is a progress, there is a vision, there is a view, there is a people, they are welcoming. So that's why I want to share my messages and create impact. And the people can hear me from
very
all
good.
Over the world.
You're doing really a good, honorable mission for the country.
Yeah.
You're one of the great citizens in this country and really taking that on board yourself. And if we have many of you, you know, you are the ambassador of this world for UAE, right? So, which is great. I love the mission. So the next step in my process, really, now you defined your mission. let's look at your uniqueness, right? Because everybody has some unique value to give.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you have a great style, you have a great amicable approach to people, you have a lovely style to talk to people. How do people receive you? Did you get any rejection from the people you encounter to talk about various things about your mission?
The first thing, when I started, I was prepared for this. I said, I'm going to receive rejection. I'm going to receive criticism. I'm going to, maybe people don't like me. Of course, we cannot satisfy everyone here. So the rejection I had a lot, but I was prepared. Mm. If someone probably rejected me, I go to the second one, third one, fourth one. Is I don't have a fear. I will not have a fear. Yes, everyone has a doubt, everyone has a fear, but how to face these fears? Mm. Fears of rejection, fears of failure. The more you do, the more it becomes natural.
And I want to talk about this because a lot of people would face fear, especially when they talk to stranger, they do cold calling, they talk to first time in a social event, they started talking, or even in conferences or speaking, there is this fear element. Yeah. How did you manage to overcome the fear?
You know, my first, I like to read every day. You see all the books here. I brought them from my library at home here for the studio. I love to read, but I didn't start reading since long time. Maybe 5 years or 6 years I started. The first book, there was a clause, Run Towards Your Fear.
Oh, okay. Run towards your fear.
I cannot forget this statement. Run towards your fear. Because your success, your good thing is behind your fear, what you fear more. So whenever I feel like I cannot breathe, my heart is beating so much, it means the time I have to do it. Okay. I have to run to this.
Okay.
So I created this habit, as you said. I created the habit of running toward your fear. I'm having here, maybe I have a doubt, maybe I have a fear, but I'm running to it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So whenever I have, I ask myself, is this fear or something like that? If it's fear, I have to do it.
Very nice, very nice. Because we, frankly, when I came here, and I'm sure you came here, you were not sure what to expect in this podcast,
it's
right?
It's true. We didn't prepare anything first time we meet, and that's it.
Yes. So you run to the fear.
Yes.
You were very courageous. True, yes. I love it. I love it. And thank you for being here, and thank you for being so relaxed, honest, and authentic.
This is great. Thank you.
Okay, so I think fear is really a point that our audience and viewers need to focus on that.
Yeah.
And the tip is great. Run towards your fear.
Yeah.
Very good. Why do people reject?
People, they reject. It could be many things, but I think they're weak.
Okay.
They're weak or their culture, or because sometimes they want to avoid it, you know? They don't run it. Oh, I don't want to try it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to get out of my comfort zone. It's my routine. I am okay like that. I don't want to progress. I don't want. So it could be they reject. They reject to do things. Oh, I don't want. I'm shy.
Yeah.
Like last time, I'll tell you a story. Last time, I asked one friend, I want, because I see your videos, you are doing so great, something, but I want to do a podcast. It's something new for you. It will help you or something like that. Oh, I never did a podcast before. I'm shy to be one by one. It's different when you go open something like that. I don't have the confidence to do this one. So rejected me, right?
Yes.
Because of the fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear that people don't like me. or something like that. I don't want to change. I have my way. I will continue like that.
Okay. So is this why you have set up Speak to Impact?
Yes.
To help people overcome their fear in speaking?
Yes, because to be honest, when I was young, I was also a shy person. Mm. I was afraid to call people. Maybe they reject me. They don't listen to me. They will feel I am not enough or something like that. So that's why I want to tell them it's just a process. We are human. We don't have a limit. Okay, we are operation. We grow every day. We are processing. If you put the limit to yourself, it means you are just like this. You cannot exceed this limit.
Yes.
But when you say to yourself, I am operation, I'm going to progress, I'm not looking to the results, I'm going to do it, you don't have any limit to yourself.
It's the journey, not the destination.
So that's why I want to create it, Speaking to Impact, to speak, to tell them, if you feel shy, it's normal. I have been there.
Yes.
But how you made it, how you make it until the end, you go. You go outside of your comfort zone. Don't afraid from rejection. You should be a courageous.
Yes.
Right?
Very nice. Very nice. So if I would to, if I feel that some of the audience and viewers, they have this issue, we can always bring them over and work together on that and get them to overcome their fear.
Yes.
It's 90% of the people I see, whether they are in a one-on-one, whether they are in a panel, whether they are in a conference, whether they have to give even a presentation in their own company, you can feel their voice start trembling, the adrenaline pumping, the air, you know, their body, the sweating, you know. So I will tell them this is normal, as long as you know how to control it. And previous guests on my podcast, they all have different tips how to manage this. And yours is great. Go towards the fear. It's okay. Learn it. Practice it. But I think one important aspect is have confidence.
Confidence.
Have confidence in you. Have confidence in the message. Because if you are presenting something that you don't really master, it contributes to your fear.
Yeah.
You know, what about if they ask me this question? What about if, you know, I don't know how to answer it, what people think? But so preparation is key. 80% of delivering anything is preparation.
Sure.
Right? So.
I want to tell you this one. You
tell
said
me.
About the confidence, really important. Because when we were born, maybe we had a confidence, but it's reducing by the time. It's like a muscle, you know? Comedy is like muscle. The more you do it, the more you get more muscles.
Yes.
So the first thing, it will be doubt, there will be fear, will be everything. You do it next time, you gain the muscle. Like, I'll tell you now, Dr. Illy, if you jump, if you have a parasol with you and you jump from the airplane, the first time, how would you feel?
Oh,
I'm not going to do it.
Yes,
oh, I close my eyes. I will die.
Don't
tell me this one, Saeed. But the second time you do it, the third time you do it, it becomes confidence,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
The more you do it, the more you get confidence.
Yes.
But the more you see, I'm okay, I will not do it, you will never do it after.
Very good, very good. So you're still working?
Yes.
So how does your work feel about your branding outside the work?
Yeah, see, when I graduated from university, I think it's really important first to work, to know how it works, the big companies, how they work, the process, and this one. But after, you learn from your work, you do by yourself, you get the courage. You are brave to make something for you. And by the time you don't look at the results. Or if I open, for example, a business and I am working, I have to do it tomorrow. I have to get the results after 1 year, 2 years. When I open this business and while working, it's just to progress. How it works. I'm not afraid to fail. Mm. If I fail my business, I learn something. It's about all learning.
Very good.
It's not about the results, learning.
Yes.
And I have here my team. Mm-hmm. They are so, they know what to do. They are so nice with me. And I can manage my company from Abu Dhabi, from my office or whatever I am there.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. So it's really, I mean, again, this is another message to the viewers and audience is that don't be afraid to jump into new things.
Yes.
You know, even though you're working, maybe there's something that doesn't conflict, doesn't take any time and effort from your work, but maybe you can start with your passion.
Yeah.
Whether it's painting, whether it's podcasting, whether it's, you know, just have something as a passion, and maybe this will grow into something bigger and better and fulfill your ambition and your mission, right?
It's true.
So, great. I got another sign of courage to jump into this thing and jump into to learn.
To learn, not to get the results.
Yes.
Oh, after 1 year, I will be millionaire.
No.
It's all a process. Huh? You cannot, doctor, you jump from second grade to 10th grade. You have to go through the grades, right?
And you have to learn in between.
To learn in between.
And you have to fail in the exams. And,
yes, you know, rejection, you feel doubt.
The
way people laugh at me, or I'll get rejected. It's normal.
Perfect. Okay, so now we talked about your mission, what are you trying to achieve, your ambition, your style. Now let's look at visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you in a lot of feeds, but I went on your LinkedIn profile and it's not very active.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your mission doesn't work with the LinkedIn profile. You're using different channels.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit more. What's your plan and how do you see yourself going out to the open?
Yeah, it's all about prioritizing, you know, prioritize. You put priority for your things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe LinkedIn is not my priority now because I'm doing something else. So I focus 100% or 80% on one thing instead of doing many things and giving just 20%, 30%, and this one. So I don't feel like I want to do this. I want to focus on one thing. Once I'm mastering this one, then I go to the other one.
Mm.
So that's,
very good. I love that because if you focus, you'll get more results than spreading out. So I see your two channels. I mean, that's what I receive always from you, right? So you had, I think, a Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah.
So you have few feeds that you meet people?
Yeah. With. So to be honest, I do one video, YouTube long, then
and you got shorts.
Cut shorts for all the platforms.
Okay. Yeah. So I saw that individually when you meet people, but also you had a podcast with somebody that you take extract with a great lady that was interviewing you. And that's how I learned a lot from those two mediums.
Yeah.
So you're reaching out people. How are you satisfied with the reach?
I will never be satisfied. I'm satisfied with myself, but I want more to give. I want to create impact. I think I still have more things to do. So every video or every work I do, I give 1%. So I believe this one will work. If it doesn't work, the next one will work. And the next one will work, and it's going. So, yes.
Okay. So for our viewers, again, an audience, going out, becoming visible, choose your channel.
Yeah.
Have a strategy. Whether it's like yours, have a long video, cut it into shorts, start putting it here, play around with some testing, which way is better, which way you get more audience, more viewers, more traction, more engagement. So that's good. What other tips can you tell us?
I think, yes, the most important thing where the people sometimes the good fear of it is when you go outside, when you meet new people, just be yourself. Mm. Like you are talking to your friend, you are talking to your love, your wife. Be yourself. Don't say, oh, camera, this one is camera. I am afraid of the camera. Someone is watching you. Forget anything. Just focus about what you want to do. Be yourself.
Yeah.
When you are yourself, the words come out from your mouth beautiful, with the fun, with the love, because it's you.
Yeah.
It's not you are acting because someone is watching, because of something. No. Be yourself. Go out and you can make it.
Yes. But you know, I can share with you my feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in this region 25 years.
Yeah.
Actually, in Dubai, 25 years. And we are blessed in this region.
Yeah.
We are blessed by having safety, by having, you know, I'm okay to share and meet people on the street because it's safe.
Yeah.
If you look at other countries, other regions, it's not really safe to talk to strangers because every stranger might approach you. They want to steal, to lure you into things. So people coming from outside, they still have that perception from coming from their own region to this region. They don't understand how safe this region is, particularly Dubai, where you're welcome in exchange. You know, I meet people on the street. I meet people in cafes, and we just chat. And it's so comfortable and safer, right? While other places, I don't dare to do that in coffee shops. So I'm going to give that to the country and to the region, that it's really a blessing.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's really a blessing. Yes, it's true. As you said, if you travel to other countries and you meet strangers, sometime without the camera, without anything, they may not stop for you, right?
Yeah, they just look.
But here, because when anyone comes here, they know it's safe. The people are friendly. And one tip also, just smile to them.
Yeah.
When you smile to them, hi, how are you? Like, they
not
open
up. Not a fake smile, though. Not, genuine smile.
Yeah, genuine smile. Not like that or something. Genuine smile to them. Hi, how are you? Welcome. This is, you introduce yourself. I am here to do. So they can open up and they accept it. When they finish, they want to take a picture with you after.
Okay, nice.
Yes.
Is that a target that you put? I mean, we're talking specific now on social media. Is that a target that I'm putting? I want 500 followers or 10,000 followers to achieve at the end of the year. Is that something that you put?
To be honest, I don't put any target for myself.
Okay.
I don't want to be under pressure if I don't make it or why I don't make it. While the other people, they like to put target for them. I believe in the progress. I believe the next one I will do better. The next one I will learn better, because when I give better, when I be myself, the results will come.
Mm-hmm.
The target will come. Everything.
Yes.
Of course, I put something, but even if I don't achieve it, it's okay.
Mm.
I will achieve it next year, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. I will do more. I'm learning. It's a process. It's the way.
You set up this place, and by the way, this is a great place.
You like it?
I like it. I love it, actually. The setup is great. The lighting, the ambient situation, you know, the cameras, the crew.
What we want to do now?
Mm-hmm.
We bring all the setup, the decoration, the lighting, everything to any place here in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Okay, to the house or
To
place.
House, office. Like if you tell me, Dr. Eli.
Well, that's new. That's
you want
great.
Me to? I want to podcast tomorrow. I have a guest in my office, but I don't want to drive. I want you to bring your studio, your equipment.
I should have done that yesterday. I was in a workshop, and I could have, you know, I had 4 or 5 different potential people that I could have done a podcast with. I would have taken aside. Place and a new setup, bingo.
Yes.
This is wonderful. This is a great idea, by the way.
It's true.
It's so efficient and so functional.
Thank
I'll
you.
Keep that in mind.
Thank you so
but
much.
But why did you set up this podcast studio?
So when I started doing podcasts, going to the other studios here in Dubai, I saw not too many, maybe two or three. I said, why I like to do a podcast, why I don't do for myself? Okay, let's find what I need, what I know, going to that to check what the equipment, what is this. So since 3 years now, we opened this Head Up Studio, and we have clients where they are coming here every time. So we love to work with them, and I love to do my own podcast.
Okay.
So I have a place instead of searching for other places.
Perfect. Perfect. So I'm going to move gears now. We talked about visibility. We talked about the digital world that we are in and the social media. Let's talk about physical aspect. So physical aspect is conferences, speaking engagements and stuff. Do you do any of this? Do you get engaged? Do you get invited?
Speaking on the stages.
Yeah, like say somebody would like to take you as a keynote speech. Or a speaking, they've got a big workshop or a conference.
Wow. I would love to do this one. Till now, I didn't do. I did just for training purpose, like some, but without like real good audience. But I would love it. If there is opportunity, I think I will. I can make it.
What would you speak about?
I would speak about, as you said, managing business while working. I speak about health, speak about running, relationship, because relationship, how you have to have a great relationship,
yes.
Between two cultures, between mixed culture, how you can manage it.
You speak about overcoming your fear.
Overcoming your fears, about rejection from all your family,
yes,
from the society,
important.
From this one, how you are, like you get married with a girl from different culture, from different country, from different religion, and you are next month celebrating a 10 years anniversary.
Yeah.
So how did you manage? How did you do this one? How did you satisfy this one? So I can't speak
lots of
about
topics.
Managing. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you should put them out. You should, create your own speaking page, maybe.
Maybe. It's a good idea, doctor.
You're
bringing
go,
many things in this podcast. I don't know. It's just for me. What about the listeners? Maybe
of course,
they have a lot
I can help you and help the listeners, too.
They have a lot of ideas now, maybe.
Yes, so that's where the podcast is for them, to get inspired, learn from that discussion. Maybe they could apply if...
True.
If all the viewers and listeners, right, apply one or two items, life will be better, them as well.
Yes,
right?
True.
So this is good. So that's on the physical aspect. Now let's talk about, you talk about relationship. I'm going to talk about network. Now I'm sure you have a lot of people that you know, right? If I look at your phone now and your contact list, probably you have, 10,000 maybe. I don't know. You amass those people over the years. There'll be maybe different categories. There'll be some friends and families and relatives, right?
Yeah.
There'll be some business from your banking side. There'll be some social that you met along the way. There'll be maybe you went to a social gathering or a conference or whatever. So you have a lot of network people. I do. Everybody has, yeah? The problem is, what is the problem? The problem is you have 10,000 people, you probably leverage 20 of those, right? Because the others are a contact list.
Yeah.
They're not a relationship.
Yes.
Right? So do you have a way to really look at your network, look at your contacts, classify them, engage them, talk to them, leverage them, help them? What's your view on your network?
I think the network is, yes, we have a lot of networks here. We have many things. It's how to help them. How to help them without anything. Like, for example, if someone wants, okay, someone wants something, okay, you give him. And without any saying, he will try to contact you, thank you so much. Without reminding him how you helped him before, you will see you are in good relationship with him in the future. If you need anything, without reminding him, he direct will come to you. So it's about relation. It's not about like just taking advantage. You do something to take advantage. It's just to take a build a relationship. I know this person. In the future, if I want something or something like that, he can help me. Mm. He can do. I can go out with him. I can engage with him for the business, for everything. So that's why I think it's how to help other people.
I love that. I love that. Not so many think like you. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. Because, you know, in our social environment, right, people go to social events, right? And I can picture many social events I went to, even in conferences. You go even to work conferences. Hello, I'm Saad Al-Blushi. Hello, I'm Ali Daher, right? We exchange business cards. What goes in your mind? And what goes in my mind? What goes in my mind is, Saad works for this bank, he's in this position, I have, you know, a situation there. Can I, maybe he can help me in this. Maybe I can get his business. Maybe I can do this, I can do that. So my mind races first is how, and I meet you, if I can get anything out of you for my own good. Now, if I don't, Saad, that's it's a pleasure meeting you. And I move on, right? Probably the same you do, not you personally, but you probably do the same for me, with me. So your approach is completely different, which I love. And I want the viewers and audience to start rethinking the way they approach networking. So your approach is, you're Saeed, I'm Ali, we meet each other, right? And when you tell me about who you are, I think, how can I help this person?
Yeah.
You know, Saeed, I know this guy that works with the same bank, or I know this guy that could do this, or this person or this lady can do this. Maybe I should connect you. Maybe you'll find some enjoyment. I do that all the time, right? And I feel satisfied. I feel joy of doing this. And the other person is happy because then, you know, that's a relationship value that he gets. Now, you in exchange, you'll start thinking, okay, well, Ellie is in the personal branding and in the podcast. And you tell me, I have a great person that could be a great guest on your podcast. I'm going to introduce you to him or her. And, you know, see, maybe you'll like that. So the relationship becomes, how can I help you and how you can help me? And that's the way, actually, you're taking it even further. Not how can I help you. You're just extending help with no merit to get back, right?
Yeah.
So I love that. And I hope a lot of people do that because the world will be completely different.
It's true. It's like what happened today. I want to do a video in the hotel, but how I approach. Then I remembered one person who I helped before. I don't want to say I helped him, but I said, I thought about this person. He knows many people working in the hotels. I said, I want to do a video in the hotel, like nice hotel in Dubai or Abu Dhabi. Said, no problem, Saeed. I'll give you two numbers now. They call to the director of the marketing, talk to this one, and they will help you. So I helped this person long time ago, and he just was open. I'll give you one, not only one hotel, I'll give you two hotels.
How perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
This is the life. You give, you think how to give before you receive.
But, you know, I would like also to add on to this and give a bit more color because working with organizations, working with leaders, what is their main issue? They are regional companies here, right? They think, we want to talk about a subject, right? We want to do some development for our people. Mm. Or we want to talk about, I don't know, adaptability, emotional intelligence, transformation, you name it. Respectful leadership, whatever subject that they think. Where do they go? They go to outside. Mm. They go to North America, to Europe, and then they find somebody, an expert there, mm. an author or, you know, somebody, and they will bring to the region. And this person gives a speech, gives a, you know, a course, a workshop, and then leaves. What's the issue with that? The issue with that is that this person does not really know the culture. Mm. Unless this person knows the culture, knows how things are done here, knows the nuances of relationships, knows how business is done, how maybe deals are done, how negotiation is done, and how you actually develop trust, right? So you're trying to get different methods, process, thought process to this region, and you pay a lot of money, yet you have a lot of resources locally and regionally. They can do a much better job,
yeah.
And that's my feel, and I need to put it in the open because they understand the culture, they've been in the region, they can understand you, they can understand that relationship factor, the way we're thinking, they understand the trust. How do you develop the trust? And then you people in the organization can relate to that and can apply this directly to their business. Where if we get it from the outside, the issue is what? They have to think, oh, this method does not work here.
Yeah.
This does not really relate to us, right?
And the rules are different also. Different rules, maybe they are okay, they are good in the other countries. But when they come here, it's different rules, different things. It doesn't work. You have to know the people who live here, the people who have
Absolutely.
Experience, as you said, Dr. Riley.
Absolutely. I mean, think about, you know, negotiation skills. I mean, just thinking about that. And we opened the parenthesis because I'd love to shed that put some color on it. There, they have a different style of negotiation, right? It's head-to-head, it's let's do this, and that's I give you, you give, you know, we're straight head. Negotiation here is done differently, completely different. Do you agree, right?
Okay.
It's not the same way we do it in other places. Relationship. By meeting you, you earn a trust, you earn a confidence,
yes.
We invite you, we eat something together, we break bread. And then we talk about business,
yes.
Right? Not the, okay, well, let's meet for business. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know. So there are a lot of nuances that people don't understand. And I wanted to shed a light on that.
You are right, completely. When negotiation is how you make a relationship with the other person. Okay, you give me this one. It's win-win situation, negotiation. Never you put your rules on the other person.
Yeah.
Because you will not accept it. You will not, oh, why you have a request? Okay, give me this one so I can give you that one. It's win-win situation. But how to build the trust with the person?
Yes.
How to be a loyal to this person? I'm not just talking to you about the business. I'm not talking about something. I want have a relation. For example, in the future, if something happens, I come back to you. And you come back to you and we can refer me to the other
Absolutely.
Person.
Absolutely. And that's the basis of networking.
Yes.
Networking and relationship is key, is gold for the person. If you know how to use it, leverage it, give before you take. And it's really your asset, if you want
yes.
to say. And in this region, particularly relationship and network is diamond.
Yeah.
Very good. We're about to close. Can you share one story or two that has impacted you, whether it's a lesson that you learned, whether it really impacted you here? Share it with the audience. And what have you taken away from it or
yes.
taken out of it?
One time I was traveling to Europe and I came back only by myself. In the airplane, I was so tired. I was really not sleeping well because it was long distance. I am airplane. In my plan, oh, I would sleep in the airplane. I am so tired, no problems. That's why I exhausted myself the previous day so I could sleep in the airplane. But when we went in the airplane, there was some small boy making, he looks normal, he looks something like that. He is good family with him. But he was screaming all the way. I couldn't sleep. I was so angry. And then I said, oh, I want to go to the father of this. To the parents to make him. When I went to there, I was walking and slowly by slowly, and I asked, oh, I am tired, I want to sleep. Can you please make him silent or something like that? He said, if you can, you do it. Because this guy, this boy was having something not normal, sickness. Something like that. So sometimes what I learned from this story, I told him after, I'm really sorry, like God give you the power to manage this great things. Yeah. I'm sorry. So it's really impacted me. Now when I talk, I see my heart standing. So what I learned from this, we never know what the other person is going through.
Absolutely.
So sometimes maybe they are doing something wrong, or so you feel it's something wrong, but maybe he has some other issues. So we keep going. We manage our angry, we manage our emotional, and it will go.
Yes. So, to quote a sentence which reflects to what your story, and your story is so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Don't jump into judgment too fast.
Yeah, it's true.
Strive, thrive to understand
before
you act.
It's true.
And that's beautiful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Reilly.
Beautiful. Last question.
Yeah.
Any tips for our viewers and audience?
Tips on what?
On personal brand, on their personality, on anything that you want to pass to the world. You are going and meeting people everywhere. Here, I've got 41,000 viewers that potentially is going to view your podcast. Yes.
I'll tell them something.
Yes.
Dear viewers, you see now in the technology, 80% of people, they are following each other. If you follow with them, you will be like them. But if you go with the 20% of people doing something different, when the 80% sleep, you have to be awake. When the 80% people are sleeping, you have to be awake. When they are sleepy, they are sleeping. if they go for the restaurant or coffee or for fun, you read your book, you enjoy. You have to be a different to get different things.
Yes. Yeah, don't follow the crowd. Be different.
Be unique. We are created, everyone in this world is unique.
Yes. Yes.
But if you keep going, if you follow, you'll be like them.
Absolutely. Very well said. And actually, in my book, Reimagining You, I talk about the hybrid economy. So if I can just put it into context, I came in from a generation, I call it the knowledge economy. We went to school, we learned. We went to university, we studied. We solved equations, we studied history, we did math, we did engineering, added engineering, right? So I amassed a lot of knowledge. We go into companies, we learn. You have learned in the, the finance world. So we amassed knowledge, and this is a knowledge economy. Now, moving to AI and all the things that are happening in this world, and you see this other group called the attention economy. What you're doing on social media, what others are doing in content, what you just mentioned to the people following attention. They're getting a piece of the attention on the digital side, right? So that's the attention economy. So between knowledge and attention economy, there is a blurring line. And today we are living in a hybrid economy, right? So we'll wait till AI replaces everybody in the knowledge economy, then we are really into the content side. So in the hybrid economy, we have to be careful because knowledge is not always king, right? We have to master both, but you have to, what differentiates you between you and others is your uniqueness.
Yes.
Because knowledge is going to be democratized. Mm-hmm. AI for medical will be much better than doctors. Mm-hmm. Because a doctor could see all his life maybe 500 MRIs. Mm-hmm. AI can see 5 million. Mm-hmm. Doctor can see so many blood tests. AI can see billions. Mm-hmm. And can correlate this and give you much better diagnostics. So what differentiates a Dr. A to a Dr. B? Is his uniqueness. Mm. If Dr. A is better emotional, he can have empathy, he understands your situation, your sickness. Do you have money? Do you have kids? Do you have, you know, what is the environment? I can treat you in the right way. Where Dr. B says, well, this is the protocol, this is what I got, and this is the treatment. Whether you are, you know, a person with a poor, does not have insurance, or you're a billionaire, whether you have five kids or single, whether you travel for your business or you are, a retailer, it doesn't matter for him or her. This is a doctor, and this is the uniqueness. And I'm sure I'm going to go to Dr. A.
Yeah.
So I invite everybody, and that's your message, to develop their uniqueness and to showcase their uniqueness and leverage their uniqueness.
Well said, doctor. Absolutely 100%.
Saeed, thank you so much for being here. It really was a privilege to speak with you, to share those insights. I love your authenticity, your courage, and your humbleness.
Thank you, Dr. Ali, for having me, and I wish you all the best. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Great, pleasure. And for our audience and viewers, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe for more. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Dubai time, a new guest, a new episode. Till then, keep reimagining you. Thank you.